In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor talks about two ways to fight invasive plants.
What's wrong with garlic mustard? Ask Marilyn Leger, and she'll tell you that no plant is bad, but that garlic mustard is one of many plants that can produce bad effects when people establish them in the wrong place. And natural areas in Illinois are definitely the wrong place for garlic mustard. Garlic mustard was brought to North America by European immigrants in the 1860s as a culinary herb, but by the late 20th century, it proved to be one of the worst plants ever introduced in the Northeast and Midwest. Left alone, garlic mustard crowds out native plants, which can lead to any number of bad effects, from depriving insects and the animals that eat them of an important food source to depriving birds of the cover they need for nesting, and more. Leger is co-chair of the Invasive Plant Task Force, a committee of the East Central Illinois Master Naturalist Program. The task force works toward change in the policies and behaviors that promote the spread of invasive plants and also combats invasive plants through direct action. Unfortunately, pulling garlic mustard is a rearguard action. It's nearly impossible to eradicate weedy plants once they become invasive, despite the goodwill and hard work of dedicated volunteers. The most effective way to fight the establishment of invasive exotic plants is through effective regulation at the state and national levels. For thoughts on that, I turn to Fran Hardy, who is currently a director of special projects with the Nature Conservancy of Illinois. In a former role with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Hardy was among those who in the 1980s helped call attention to the widespread problems caused by the purposeful introduction of exotic species in the state and developed strategies for dealing with them. For intentional introductions, such as landscaping plants or biofuels, which are planted widely, Hardy suggests that the cost of early detection, eradication, and control of invasive exotic species be taken off the shoulders of the taxpayer and placed where it belongs with the purveyor. His sense of a business model that would work best in the case of intentional introductions is for the purveyor to pay to the state an upfront, irrevocable environmental insurance bond as a cost of doing business. Money generated by these bonds would go into a biosecurity fund, which would be invested and used to pay the costs associated with monitoring and handling the consequences of widespread introductions that go awry. Hardy reasons that purveyors who want to introduce exotic species would be highly selective about what plants to try if they were required to pay a significant amount up front, say $500,000 per species. If a $500,000 bond seems high, Hardy points out, consider that it represents a minuscule percentage of the $7.7 billion U.S. taxpayers spend every year to control invasive species.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.